This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone. This is Laura, interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast with a personal message. I'm very excited to share that I'm in the process of getting my certification as a sex and intimacy coach with the Sexual Health Alliance. I decided to level up my career in sexuality, and I reached out to the lovely Dr. Justin Lehmiller for guidance. You may remember Justin as a guest on the pod or as the expert we reference pretty much any time we share a thoroughly reliable statistic. I shared my interest in certification with Justin. He pointed me to the Sexual Health Alliance, where I've been studying for the past few weeks. I have gained so much knowledge and insight in a very short amount of time, much of which we'll all benefit from right here on the pod. And very soon, I'll be traveling with the Sexual Health Alliance to my gorgeous home state of Colorado for their inaugural sexological conference, October 13th through 15th. This marks the Sexual Health Alliance's triumphant return to in-person education since the pandemic. I will be attending courses about healing from trauma, the erotic umbrella, arousal templates, body esteem, somatics and attachment theory, and so, so much more. And I want to invite you to attend too. The conference is open to the public and especially useful for therapists, coaches, sex professionals, or really anyone interested in deepening their sexual knowledge. Plus, I get the feeling it's going to be an incredibly fun weekend. The community I'm building at Shaw is chock full of wonderful people. For $50 off your ticket, use the code ILOVECD. You can find more information about the conference at sexualhealthalliance.com/sexological-conference, or you can just go to sexualhealthalliance.com and click on events. In the right-hand menu, you'll see the list of events there. And if you're interested in learning more about the practice that I'm building, or you have interest in working with me on any sexual or intimate challenges, feel free to reach out via the pod email. That's girlsonpornpodcast@gmail.com. And I can add you to the list and share more info about my practice very soon. In the meantime, I hope to see you in Colorado. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bag.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have an erect little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A disruptive woman was filmed on a recent flight and was subsequently offered a $25,000 porn deal. The viral video of Morgan Osman, who was featured on the Bad Girls Club, showed her screaming at a fellow passenger and then noticed the person recording and said, "Film me, I'm Instagram famous, you fucking bum." Cam Soto was apparently impressed with Morgan and offered her up to $25,000 to perform an hour-long cam show on their site. "I know she's a bad girl and everything, but I really don't think we need to be rewarding bad plane behavior."
A woman down under wanted to send an extra special delivery to a friend in prison. This Australian drug trafficker used a drone to deliver a USB drive full of pornography, along with more than $75,000 worth of opioids. The drone crash-landed in the Brisbane prison exercise yard, and the woman was arrested shortly thereafter. It's the thought that counts.
A Catholic vicar was caught with a vacuum cleaner. The English clergyman was spotted by a parishioner, nude except for a pair of women's stockings, thrusting himself into a Henry Hoover vacuum nozzle. The Henry Hoover is a vacuum known for its portability and suction. Sounds like this vicar is also familiar with those particular product details.
It's a one in a million chance, but a mom gave birth to twins with two different dads. She alleges to have had sex with two men on the same day and got a paternity test after the twins were born. When only one of her children matched with the test, she discovered that the other twin matched with the different lover. And that incredible story leads us to today's topic.
Twins.
Twins.
Twincess.
Twincess.
And we're not talking about the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, just to be clear.
It's a shame we're not dedicating an entire episode to that movie, because we could do it. We could make that count.
We could.
Ooh, Rachel.
I know. What a topic. Yeah.
What a topic. I'm like nervous.
I know.
Is that funny to say?
I'm nervous. I'm excited.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the rare topic where I'm like, I don't know what I want to say about this.
Oh, I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, come in.
Okay. So I find it fascinating that twins are so fetishized.
Yes.
Because I think there's something that we do as a society where we view twins as two halves of a whole instead of separate individuals.
Hmm. Okay.
And we don't respect them as, like, individual people.
I can get on board with that.
And they're always, like, seen as a unit. And, like, they're just fetishized from forever. Like,
yes.
Just historically. Like, we used to make them, we would be like, look at these freaks, you know?
Yes.
And for a little bit, we, like, made them creepy in culture. And they were, like,
you mean,
creepy
like, the
twins.
Shining
exactly.
Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then even in, like, the 70s, we saw them in, like, gay porn.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this great article in The Guardian about when... Do you remember the season when they had twins on Love Island? And they were like...
Yes.
Yeah. And they were like, why do we fetishize twins so much?
Yeah.
And it's true. I mean, like, they're not... like
treated as individuals. I think that's a good point, is that they're not treated as, like, individuals with autonomy.
Right. What's crazy is that everyone freaks out about twins, like, especially, like, men. They're like, oh, my God, like, twins, are you kidding me? What a lucky
yes.
guy. But it's like that, that's literally incest.
Yes.
It's incest.
It's incest.
And for some reason, we think it's okay because they're twins, and we don't think of them as two individual people. We just think, like, oh, well, they're like the, you know what I mean? Like, of course they fuck.
I see, yes.
Like, of course you're going to have a threesome with their twins, but, like, you would never be like, oh, my God, two brothers, like, they're both going to fuck me. Like,
yes.
It's literally illegal. But, like, if twins, you know, it's just sort of fascinating to me that we do this to people.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm fascinated by many similar things. Like, I will cop to, like, in middle school, high school, like, buying into a little of the, like, creepiness of it. Like, it's there's an interesting, like, socialization of twins of, like, we go everywhere together. Are we matching? Like,
yeah.
These strange things that, like,
we do to
parents
them. Yeah.
will do, or that society will do, to be like, you're twins. So you, like, I think you kind of nailed it. That, like, you're not your own person. You can just be two different versions of the same thing.
Right.
But we're going to be looking for those similarities. We're going to be like, can you tell the twins apart? Like, there's so much of, like, a game around it.
Yeah.
And certainly what you're talking about, men being like, oh, twins. Like, there were twins at my hometown high school who I think, like, made out at parties.
Yes,
it was,
of course.
Like a thing.
Everyone
like, they were
like,
fetishized.
No! Yeah.
And they, like, leaned into that. And
people are still doing it today. It's like they can't, you know, like...
Yes.
It's really crazy.
Yes.
I also think that there's some sort of, like, not, like, sick, that sounds horrible, but, like, there's also, a taboo interest in, like, seeing whether or not, like, everything looks the same.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like, do they look exactly the same, like, naked?
Yeah. That's the part of that I cannot relate to, of, like,
yeah.
Ooh, matching blondes, like two of the same blonde. Like,
yeah.
If you're looking at it that way, it's
weird. But, like,
weird.
People are like, are their pussies? Do their boobs look the same? Like, do their dicks look the same? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything that they've got going on, are they actually identical when they're naked? Like,
yes.
There's some sort of, like, prurient sort of interest
about
their bodies.
But what's funny about that to me is I'm like, if I'm having group sex, it's actually appealing that people are different.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, two of the same. And
right.
I can sort of understand, like, look at this hot chick. Two of those. Like, sure. But, like, the feverish, you know, like, drooling, like, the heat around it. I don't get, aside from just putting it in like the taboo category of like, it's incest, so it's therefore like
it's socially
forbidden
acceptable.
And they're but it's like somehow a more socially acceptable form of incest.
Exactly.
Yes.
But what's crazy is like even that idea of being like, ooh, two of the same is like you're denying the fact that these people are different people, you know? Like, you know, it's just they completely disregard it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah. So part of the reason I was like nervous to talk about this too is just the incest of it all.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like every time we get into any category.
Right.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to talk about actual incest and whether I think it's okay because it's such dicey territory.
Totally.
And I'm like literally reading articles that like if it's consenting and it's adults, two adults consenting, and we're not concerned about inbreeding.
Well, that's
where's
the thing,
your
is
argument?
Like, if they're the same
if
gender.
If it's two gay men and we're not procreating.
Right.
And we're just fucking.
What's wrong with
what's
that?
The problem? And I'm like, I struggle to have an argument with that.
I know.
I still struggle to be okay with it. Like
I
still struggle. Like I talked about this randomly with a friend in high school. It just like occurred to me. And I was like, I'm going to ask a question that's potentially ignorant or potentially obvious. But like, I was very much a gay ally like early, you know, but was like, I'm down with gay people. Why, like, where do we draw the line? Like people say, yeah, you're going to start fucking goats. You're going to start fucking your siblings. Like,
yeah.
Do I draw, like, I joke about it, but seriously, like animals can't consent.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, with consenting adults and incest,
right?
I started to just put this to a friend, and the friend was like, it's a specific individual as opposed to just a more general sexual preference, and was like, that's where it becomes problematic. Like, put that forth as like a theory. And I can't quite invest in that.
What do you mean? Like,
that it's like your sexual fetish is fixated on like one person. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to a general object that you fetishize or a general kink or being gay and being like, I like dicks, I like men, you know, for example. And I can't quite put weight behind that theory either of
You're speaking about people that like will like to watch incest.
Incest, like the Peter Swins that we'll talk about.
Okay.
I fuck my twin brother.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
My twin brother is my boyfriend.
Right. You're like,
you know, it just like makes my whole body be like, I don't know what to say about this.
But what's crazy, right, is like if we break it down, like incest was extremely common and like the normal way of life, like very like in ancient civilization, like up until a certain point where like medically we realized that like things are like it's not good, you know?
Yes.
And then with that, and like I'm sure like propaganda, like fear mongering, whatever, like we turned incest into something else. And then that turned it into a taboo, which made it.
And that made it hot.
You know what I mean? Like it's sort of fascinating when you like break down the cycle of it. But yeah, if you take out sort of like the threat or the undesired like thing that makes it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, the obstacle.
Yes.
It's like, well, yeah, you're like, I don't know. Like, what's my argument here? Like,
yes.
Like, just because I've been told it's, it's really fascinating.
Yeah.
And I don't have a thought either way. I just, you know.
I'm going to gracefully say I'm not going to rule on this, that it's not my job.
Right, of course. Yeah.
To say it's okay or not okay.
Yeah, of course.
But it's fucking challenging. Like, it's the very rare territory
where you're like,
where I can't apply the rules that are helpful
two
otherwise.
Consenting adults.
You
like,
know?
What
exactly.
am I, who
it's
am
like,
I to say?
It's consent and it's safety.
Who
and
am
like,
I to say? That's none of my business.
Those are the boundaries I put up around anything that we talk about.
Right.
And I can be like, I don't want anyone to piss in my mouth. Like, that's not my kink. Not shaming you.
Right.
If you're consenting, if you want that piss in your mouth, go for it.
Go on ahead, baby. Yeah.
And twincest is the very rare case where I'm like, what do we think about this? You know, like,
we're like, are we all, what's, I don't know. Like,
don't quote anything I say in this episode.
Like, I don't want to be a part of it.
See you later. Slam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great. We covered that. Moving on. Let's talk about some fucking twincest stuff and some famous ass,
Kinky
ass twins.
I want to say that, like, just quick, if we can like hop back in time a little bit.
Let's hop back in time.
You know, incest among twins was not uncommon in traditional Balinese culture.
Mm.
And so like the idea was that like they were having sex in utero. So like they should be married. They should be together, you know.
Interesting.
And also very prominent in like ancient mythology, specifically like in Germanic mythology. And then, you know, in writing, the Lannister twins, you know, Game of Thrones.
Oh, they're twins, aren't they?
Yes. They are twins.
Sorry, I forgot. I was just thinking of them as siblings, but they're literally, of course they are.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And actually, the first recorded evidence of twins comes from around, do you want to take a guess?
The first recorded
evidence of just twins in general.
Biblical times. Like, I really, go for it.
300 BC.
Great. Yeah, it was like the first time we're like writing things down.
I, for some reason, thought it would be like later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't clock it?
Yeah. Or like someone, no one would have thought to like write it down, you know? Or I thought it would be like around the time where like early medicine,
Makes sense to me that it would be earlier though, because like when you think about very, very early times, like procreation, having babies, that was kind of all life was about, was like eating and reproducing. I mean, I don't, you know, want to reduce. Why am I worried about like the people from BC like getting mad at me?
Don't reduce their life down to that. They were telling stories. They were having fun. They were drawing.
But, you know, procreation, like building your tribe, like literal survival was huge. Yeah. So like the notion of like, we got two in one, you know, like this
sick
would almost probably be like revered, you know, like would probably be like a kind of incredible thing for the time. So it makes sense that they'd be like, we got to write this shit down.
Twins also on the rise right now because of because of things like IVF.
Yes. Because IVF encourages twinsies.
A lot of people that are doing IVF are suddenly having twins.
Very good point.
Yeah.
We also need to talk about the Island Boys.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Just to jump from BC to
now. Yeah.
Hyper current weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Island Boys are a notorious hip hop group, if you could call them that.
Hip hop group.
Known as Kodiak Red and Fly Soulja.
Uh-huh.
Weird TikToks. I don't think we need to tell our listeners who these guys
look up
are.
Look up their TikTok if you're... They had a moment.
Like, you've seen them go by. Like, very memeable, weird sort of TikTok stardom that just, like, crosses your radar and you don't really know what you're encountering, but it's fucking weird and wild when you do.
Because
they make a bunch of, like, outlandish TikToks. Like, I barely knew they made music, you know? I was like, oh, right. I guess technically they're musicians, but they're also just, like, characters in culture.
Yeah.
They also have an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly partner scenes with women performers in solo videos.
Yeah.
But this past summer, there was an infamous video wherein the twins made out with tongue.
With tongue.
On camera. This detail I didn't know. Subsequently, Fly Soulja came out as gay.
Wow. Good for him.
But can we talk about how interesting it is that Fly Soulja's gay, but Kodiak Red is not?
Yeah.
Like, imagine making out with your twin and being like, I'm gay. The twin being like, I'm good.
Yeah. I don't need to do that again. You know?
You know? Like, there's a world where there's a twincestual heartbreak there.
Yeah. Oh.
But also, they're individual people. Right?
Exactly. Exactly,
babe. To your
point. Also, I mean, if we're going to talk about this, because I recently watched the show Dead Ringers with Rachel Weisz, my fave, and she plays two twins, and the opening scene is, like, they're in a diner, and the guy's like, you guys want to have a threesome?
Mm.
And they're like, you think that that's just, like, a thing we're dying to do?
Yeah.
Like, let's just fuck each other with you? Like, why do people immediately, that's the first thing that happens when they see two twins, is they're like, we gotta fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So funny.
Wild.
I know.
Wild.
I recently saw this. It just makes me think of this tweet that I recently saw where I was like, I can't remember where I found it, but someone said, like, boy math is when one guy is struggling to please one partner but somehow wants a threesome. Somehow thinks he deserves
pretty
a threesome.
Good.
You know? I was like, that is boy math.
And boyo, are the maths mathin' all over the apps?
Yeah, they ain't mathin', babes.
The maths ain't mathin'. Should we do the showdown?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Twin sluts go lesbo with curvy brunette. I forget about the term lesbo.
Yeah, I haven't heard lesbo in a while.
Yeah, you know.
We should bring that back, but like in a good way, because what the funny thing about lesbo is that it's actually like, it's a good term. Like the island of lesbos. Like it's actually quite... It's like it's the most accurate. It's almost like a scientific, etymologically accurate thing you could say, as opposed to an insult.
Yeah, you know? Member of Lesbos is a lesbian.
Yeah, we should reclaim Lesbo.
Yeah,
what a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beauty gay movie cheer boy twin. This is a lengthy video for you, voyeur.
This is, I love being warned, you know?
Yeah.
I do like having a good warning like that.
I also love when a title starts a sentence and then just interrupts that sentence with another sentence.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, this is just straightforward homosexual twin porn.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. To the point.
Also, I guess we should mention that there are a few types of twincest. Like, there are a few types of, like, twin porn.
Okay.
You know
Say
what I
more.
Mean? Well, I just mean, like, there's, like, twins, like, masturbating next to each other, twins hooking up with each other, or, like, two twins having a threesome.
There's sort of, like, subcategories that, like,
yes.
become more important because the taboo of twins actually fucking right. each other is so high.
Yes.
That, like, a lot of times it's, like, a threesome, but very much not what a bisexual threesome would be. Like, the twins do not touch. And we'll talk about all kinds on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
Okay, next one from me. Twins emo boy gay porn flipping over onto his back. Bradley spread.
Wow, you got all really lengthy ones.
Yeah, I'm really loving the meandering chaos.
Yes, where is the point?
You know, so many of these. Yeah.
Stepbrother comes to twin stepsister's room for sex.
Mm.
You know.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, knock, knock, knock. What, is dinner ready? No, I just was wondering if you wanted to fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to give you two more.
Okay, cool.
Huge bikini boobs, insanely hot British twins fucking each other and the masseur.
Oh.
Is
fucking each other and the masseur. Masseuse is usually.
Yeah.
But I like that they went to masseur, like saboteur.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, this is the last one for me. Twins gay cock Trent, however, will have a much fatter jizz shotgun. I love using the however.
Yeah, however in a porn title is delicious.
Yeah, that's like Winnie the Pooh with a monocle on.
Yes.
However.
Exactly.
You know? Interesting.
Exactly. Okay, last one for me. Twins, lesbians licking, sucking, and drinking piss. Lesbian twin having sex and drinking piss. Two.
Wow. Lots of...
Just very clear.
Yes.
Just making sure we really understand what's happening here.
And
reiterating.
Thank you, because I don't... I
wasn't sure if the lesbians were twins, if the twins were lesbians, and I wasn't sure about the piss.
And just to be clear, they are drinking piss.
Yes, they're drinking the piss. And
okay, cool.
Two. And I don't know if two means sequel or if two is the number of twins.
Twins? Yeah.
Or
well,
lesbians.
Well, if it was three, it'd be a triplets.
Yeah. Exactly. So the two fits.
And honey, that's math.
Amazing.
Should we take a break?
Yes.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, really important.
Really important.
Update before we get into the videos. So in the sex news, we talked about a vicar who stuck his dick in a Henry Hoover for its suction power.
Wow, what a guy.
And our incredible engineer and editor, Grace, informed us that the Hoover the vicar stuck his dick in has a face on it.
Sure does.
If you want the pure joy that I have, I guess you just Google Henry Hoover. There's like an Amazon image of what looks like a child's toy, a cheeky smiley face on
it.
And
it's like his nose, right?
Yeah. So the vicar would have been fucking the sentient vacuum's nose. Anyway, okay, let's get into them videos, eh?
Okay, so the first video we're going to talk about is actually featuring the Peters twins.
Yes.
Which our lovely new intern, Matt, brought to our attention.
Yes.
He was really excited to help us with this app because he saw the Peters twins at an impressionable age, he said, and has been fascinated with them ever since. And I had heard about them because I knew that was sort of what made, like, Belle Ami, which is a very popular Czech site.
We didn't mention that this topic is massive in Eastern Europe.
Yes. Yes.
Twincest is big.
Yeah. So back in 2010, Elijah and Milo Peters made headlines by starring in gay porn together on Belle Ami. Not only did they, like, jerk off together and do threesomes, but they also had full sex with each other.
Yeah. Oral, anal.
Yeah. And they
also were boyfriends.
Yeah. They considered each other,
I don't know their current status, but when they were in the limelight, they were...
It's really hard to find what they're up to now.
We also don't know what happened with Belle Ami. Like, there was maybe a falling out because suddenly they left the site and all of their content was stripped.
But Belle Ami is still operating. Going. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. I wish we came with that intel, but we just don't have it.
I don't know. So, so this video, they are sort of being interviewed. They talk about how they're, like, crazy for each other and, like, you know, like, looking at each other's bodies, like, makes them really horny. And they were like, yeah, I guess maybe we were just, like, overwhelmed with hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sort of do this, like, show us on camera, like, how you seduce each other. And they start, like, sort of, like, stripping and, like, dancing for each other. Mm-hmm. And this is what I kind of thought was interesting, was that they sort of, like, leaned into the twin thing. Like, one of them's wearing white, like, a white G-string. The other one's wearing black. And, like, oh, we even like the same underwear. And I love that they tried to give us, like, a little bit of, like, a, like, context or, like, a storyline. Like, they started, like, kind of kissing and grinding on each other. And they were, like that night at the disco, do you remember? And, like, I don't know. I'm a nerd. So, like, I loved that. I was, like, oh, my God. Like, they, you know, like, they had, like, a crazy night, like, when they were out at a club. And, like, that's how it all started.
That's how they discovered their attraction. Yeah.
Yeah. Then they, like, take their dicks out and they start, like,
sucking each other off.
Yes.
And fucking and doing it all. And then it kind of just turns into, and maybe this is true of both videos.
Yeah.
Kind of just turns into regular porn.
Yeah.
Regular you're just sex. Watching matching people.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah. You know?
There were some interesting things that happened in this, though, like where they took each other's hand, like each of them, like, touched their own dick and then they grabbed each other's hand to, like, jerk it off, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Hmm.
It took them a little bit to, like, actually start getting to, like, sucking each other off. There was a lot of, like, playing with each other and jerking each other off.
Yeah.
And they're both verse, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But somehow tracks, you know?
Yeah, they're both down to top and bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta say, I was turned on by this video. Like,
Now I have to feel if I'm okay with that.
I don't know. Like, I like watching two men fuck, and
they're beautiful men.
They're beautiful men. I don't know. It didn't not do something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, it's funny how easy you forget. You know what I mean? Like, I would forget and then remember that they look so much like each other and be like, oh, right. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that I got fully turned on because I just watched this from such a clinical perspective and like,
yeah.
Also, as soon as something becomes rote, as soon as I'm like, I've seen this porn before.
Yeah.
I sort of check out and like do the sex news while I'm watching the porn.
Yeah, of course.
Now you know too much about my process. I multitask.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this basically under any non-twin circumstance, I'm like, yeah, I'd watch this sex. Like, hot guys fucking. Like, it's wild.
Yeah. It's like, it's specifically like, it's not even like, it's like getting up to the fucking, which was like hot to me. It's like watching like another guy suck another guy's dick. I'm like, I'm into that.
It's definitely hot. We didn't quite talk about this before the break, but I wonder if there's an aspect, because like twins is especially big on the gay side of this porn sphere.
Yes. Yeah.
Which like when we talked about twins earlier and when I think about twins being fetishized, I immediately go to like matching blonde women or, you know, like just different kinds of like women that are fetishized. I mean, I'm not a gay man, but like, so I'm certainly like when this was kind of when these were coming out, you know, like longer ago when this was maybe trending more, wasn't aware of it at the time. But it's interesting that it's so popular in the gay male space specifically because like there is some element of like we're already marginalized. There's already like so much taboo that's just part of our community.
Sure.
But it sort of makes sense to be like, fuck it. We're going to take it one further and go for twincest. You know, like.
Yeah, totally.
Not that it's a fuck it, but that the like, it's almost like a gateway taboo situation. Mm-hmm. Like we're already in the taboo space. Let's lean as taboo as we can. Is like, makes me curious about it too. You know?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's also interesting that like, it's same gendered twins. You know, like it's identical twins. Like it's not like
the specific. Yeah. We didn't talk about like the difference between it being like fraternal twins, you know, like it's.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Shall we talk about
the Russo twins?
The Russo twins. Yeah. Yes.
So this is Twins Home Movies Part 4 from Vivid, starring Tati Russo and Taylor Russo and Mark Wood. Mm-hmm. And this is honestly, like, without looking at the year, I would have assumed that this was like 2003, but this is from 2013, which I thought was shocking.
I didn't look at the year, but I absolutely would have been like late 90s, early aughts.
Yeah,
like,
it feels 2013. Yeah.
Older than it is. Yeah. It also doesn't quite feel like a home movie.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feels like feel. Gonzo.
Yeah.
It feels a little gonzo. Yeah. But it's also like there's weird music under it that
it's creepy music.
Takes me out of it. It's creepy,
it's weird,
like eerie,
unsettling,
ambient
it's like what
music
you hear
that
like
you're like, this is not helpful to the porn
reenactment show. Yeah.
Like, exactly. It's like
yeah, like it's like a little eerie. Yeah.
Like while we're watching a woman masturbate and I'm like, is she okay?
I'm like, why is
something
music?
Terrible going to happen?
I know.
Just very eerie and weird. Mm-hmm. I also will say that I immediately didn't respond to Mark Wood. I don't know much about his career. Do you know about this performer much?
No.
He just gave me like ruddy racist next door vibes. Like he has supremacist face. I don't know what I mean by that. Maybe he's a lovely guy.
I don't know anything
about
him
either. Maybe he's an ally.
Yeah.
But I just immediately was like, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like just did not appeal. Felt like, then you go over here and I'm going to fuck you. And like, it just that, you know, just like.
There's an interesting dynamic between the two twins. Like one of them, we don't know which because they didn't introduce themselves. And they simply didn't introduce themselves to me. So I couldn't tell.
Simply don't know. Yes.
But one of the twins is, you know, like performing and the other twin is just watching. And there was kind of a weird dynamic between the two twins. Like there was some sort of like competitive weird vibes.
Yeah.
Like the one who's having sex is like, well, she's a dirty whore, you know? And then she's like, I thought you wanted to be a movie star. You know, like there's sort of like a weird, like kind of like negging quality.
Yes.
And, you know, when the guy's about ready to come, he's like, where should I come in her? And he's like, she's like, come in her eye. I was like, oh. But it wasn't quite like Dommy. It was just sort of like bratty sisters.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other twin was introduced as like someone just there to watch.
Yeah.
There was also a weird moment when like she was sitting in like the cuck chair in the corner.
Yeah.
And then they cut to them fucking and then they pull out. And then the sister's just on the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
Watching, you know, like the devil on your shoulder being like, I'm just here to like see what's happening, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a sort of funny like dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also just like the kind of thing where I just like forget what I'm watching, where I'm like, this is just kind of a lame threesome where like not everybody's actually fucking each other. We're just like taking turns giving blowjobs and I'm like, okay, you know?
It reminds me of like, I don't know if you've ever had this experience like in high school or college where you're like, we're not going to have a threesome, but my friend's just going to watch.
Yes. Yeah. Like, know? Or like,
she's just going to be here, you know,
which is such a weird dynamic when it happens. And it's like, oh, we're fucking, but you can stay, like touch yourself, you know, like do whatever you want. But it's like, I didn't need to be in the room, you know, like you could have asked me to go, you know, it's like, it almost feels more like that than like a hot group sex
scene. It's like not like what like you would want it to be, which is like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, like do this to her, do that. Like she's just sort of like,
yeah,
come in her eye. Really strange.
Yeah, it does also have that like egging on quality of high school. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, they seem like just sort of like bratty twins.
Yeah, which fits the sort of profile that we were talking about of like the fetishized blondes of like. Ooh, we're going to, this is a party trick, you know, like an amateur, like, we're on spring break, we're going to do something wild is like how it feels, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
It didn't really turn me on, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I'm not ashamed to say that the Peters twins, like, I felt a little tingle.
I'm glad that you can say that. This is a safe space. Appreciate you. It also doesn't surprise me. It's just like hot guys fucking, essentially.
I'm not here to kink shame. You know what I mean? I'm not here to kink shame.
Yeah, and you do just like forget what you're watching. And then suddenly it's just like porn with two
And then you're like, hot brunettes. Wait, they're the same person. Or like they look the same, you know? Like,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nothing in my spank bank for me.
Yeah, sure.
But almost just because like the sex itself is so basic and corny as much as it's about me being like twins, you know, like I didn't go into these like sitting up and looking to wanna watch the twins fuck, like was more just like a curious anthropologist and definitely see, I think if I just like popped in on the Peters twins, I'd be like, it's fucking hot, but you know, came in it from that angle that like it didn't, the taboo didn't titillate so much as I was just curious about it. And was like, what? You know? Mm-hmm. Also, the sound was really low in the length that we were watching. So need to hear those moans to keep me engaged.
And the sound was off in the other one. Like, it was, like, not matching up to, like, what they were doing.
Yeah,
like, what's happening?
Twins and sound issues. What's the correlation there? You know? There's probably not one except for this coincidence. But. Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@girlsonpern. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And because we do sex podcast, girls talk about porn, people get mad and give us fucking one-star reviews. Not even listening to the show, so a 5-star review does mean a lot because it drags up that hot little average. If you do want to leave us a 5-star review, thank you. And please feel free to include your Instagram handle so that we can thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.